Hey, Maine, how's it going, buddy?
Becker, there are 5,000 Chinese restaurants in this town. You want to be a buddy? Try one of them.
Oh, nice attitude there. Is that how you treat all your good customers?
When you come in at 5:59 just to get the early bird special, and then use so many coupons I end up owing you money, you're not a good customer. You're a pain in my ass.
Yeah, keep talking, pal. Insults just make me hungrier. Put that back, will you? I got a date. Come on.
Get the hell out of here.
Put it back. Come on.
Oh, what is she, a hooker? No, wait. They don't take coupons.
Oh, hey, Chris.
Hey. Wow.
You are one lucky man. And you could do a whole lot better.
Don't you have a cat to stir fry?
I mean it. Get out while you can.
Here you go.
Oh, thanks. Wow, that was some kiss.
Ming didn't really think I had a date, so I wanted to stick it in his face. And I was happy to see you.
Nice save. So what's good here?
The prices.
Right. Now, look at us, huh? Our first official date.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I know it's not fancy, but, you know, I've been coming here a long time, and I really wanted to come with you.
It was sweet.
Kind of surprised me, too.
Big kiss in public, paying me compliments. Tonight could be the night.
Oh, big smile. And that was one of my better kisses. That tongue scraper thing paid off. I think this is really gonna happen.
So what looks good to you?
Oh, let's see.
No, can't have anything salty. I don't want to look bloated. Garlic shrimp.
No, dragon breath.
I think I'll have the garlic shrimp.
First time you sleep with someone is always so romantic. Oh, just look at him. I bet he's just as excited as I am.
God, I love coupons. Oh, here, let me help you with
this.
Oh, why did I eat all those egg rolls? I feel like I'm gonna have a Chinese baby.
My head's pounding. Why the hell didn't I eat more?
So, here we are.
Here we are.
Man, that shrimp is repeating on me.
My God, it's like French kissing a garlic press.
That was nice.
Yeah, yeah.
You okay?
Yeah.
I'm fine.
Why do you look like you're gonna throw up?
I'm sorry. I feel like crap. I ate too much. Are you all right? You don't look so good yourself.
Yeah, you know what? I think I'm getting a migraine. Do you have a cold towel, some aspirin? My head is killing me.
You should have eaten something. Maybe then I wouldn't have eaten so much.
Yeah. I'll be fine in a minute.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Hey, you know, what's the rush, right?
Yeah, absolutely no rush. What are you making those aspirin yourself? Thanks.
Yeah. I'll get you some water.
No time.
It's not happening tonight, is it?
Sex? No. Death? One can only hope.
Okay. I know his grandmother died, but she was 80 and it was weeks ago. I mean, get over it.
Look, Hector, everyone has to grieve at their own pace.
Aww.
If he does that one more time, I'm gonna shoot him.
So, buddy, how's it going?
Last night I went to my Nana's old apartment to start going through her stuff, and it finally hit me. She's really gone. You know, I just sat there
for hours, holding her favorite hat, crying like a baby.
Jake, that's a toilet seat cover.
I thought it was kind of big.
Jake, just sitting around mourning over Nana isn't healthy.
For anybody.
Well, what am I supposed to do?
You gotta force yourself to go down there and clean out that apartment. Keep a few things you care about, sell the rest.
Sell my Nana's stuff? No, I can't do that.
Of course not. You're too close to it. But I'm not. How about this? For a small percentage, I could handle the sale in a professional yet compassionate manner. So what do you say? Let's rent a U-Haul and clear that crap out of there.
Forget it. You're not selling my memories.
It's a toilet seat cover. Exactly what memory does that represent?
Het, is Jake here?
Just listen for a moan, then look for a toilet seat cover.
Oh, God, he's still at it. Quick, give me a coffee to go before Jake finds out I'm here. He had me on the phone for 2 hours last night moaning about Nana. I mean, I feel bad for him, but come on.
Margaret, I'm so sorry.
It's not your fault.
Actually, it is. I gave him your number.
Just for that, the coffee's on the house.
Margaret?
Damn. Oh, hi, Jake. Can't talk now. Gotta get to the office.
Oh, wait, I'll walk with you.
No, that's okay.
No, no, I'd like to. I remembered some more stories about my Nana.
Oh, all right, but I walk fast. You gotta keep up.
Why is Jake chasing Margaret down the street with the toilet seat cover?
Still grieving over Nana.
Don't see the connection, don't care. Hey, I'm sorry about last night.
Oh, God, I know. I'm so embarrassed. You know, I really wanted us to spend the night together.
So did I.
It was always tonight.
I'd like that.
Should I bring anything?
I think everything you need, you got on you.
God, I am so smooth.
He is so much more attractive when he doesn't talk.
Linda, have you seen the what in God's name have you done?
I feng shui Dr. Becker's office.
Excuse me?
Feng shui, the art of arranging your environment so your life flows the way it's supposed to.
No, no, I know what it means. What I meant was, what in God's name possessed you to do this?
Well, it all started last night when I met this monk in a bar.
Every time you start a story like that, it does not end well.
Anyways, in between jello shots, this monk told me...
The monk was doing jello shots?
No, I was. The monk was doing straight tequila and licking salt off my neck. Anyways, he said that the reason Dr. Becker's always angry is because his chi is blocked. So I redid his office so that his energy could flow more freely. And I got him this. It's an herbal mood enhancer with the essence of jasmine and lavender. You run through it to absorb its healing powers.
Margaret, Linda!
If I were you, I'd keep running.
Oh, there you are. Oh, my God, we've been robbed and redecorated. Apparently by gay Asian burglar.
I feng shui'd your office.
Where's my desk? And my coat rack? And my favorite tweed jacket?
Feng shui says you can't sit with your back to the door. Enemies could enter unseen and stab you. Oh. The coat rack blocked your chi, and that tweed jacket, well, that was just ugly.
I want my office back exactly the way it was, and I want it now.
You're upset.
You're damn right I'm up.
How do you feel now?
Upset and damp. With a hint of lavender.
John, it's Chris.
Oh, right there.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi. Wow, that was nice. And minty.
Too much?
No, very refreshing.
Yeah. I got some wine there and a candle I can light. Just give me an idea. How much foreplay are you looking for here?
Yeah. I'll be honest, John. I'm good to go.
Well, I thought I liked you before. So, what do you want to do? We could go into the bedroom, or we could the sofa there, or we could use the desk. Although we'd have to move the computer, and I just paid a kid to set that up.
Why don't we just figure it out as we go along? You know what? Just one thing. I tend to be a little verbal. I hope that's okay.
Do I have to say anything back?
No. Well, you know, unless something occurs to you.
Oh, yeah, well, now give me a hint, because I don't want to say anything wrong.
Well, I'd avoid any phrase that includes the word mommy.
I can do that. All right.
Away from you!
I can't believe those two again.
No, I know. Just ignore them.
You said it.
Ever since they moved in here, they won't shut up.
I know, John. Forget it. Forget them. They're just.
But, you know, it's not. It's no. It's just. Yeah, it's not
John,
right.
John, no, no, no. Wait, John.
Just give me a second.
Hey,
the hell you are?
Hey, will you two shut up?
Mind your own business, Becker.
John.
In a second. Look. You clowns, this is not a trailer park. Take it inside.
Bite me.
Bite me?
Is that what you said?
That's what I said. You gonna do anything about it?
Get your flabby ass out of my way, Becker.
Oh, you wanna see flabby ass? 6 years, five kids, that's gonna look like a garbage bag full of pudding.
Hey, you don't talk to my wife that way.
Yeah, punch him out, please. Tony.
I tell you what, why don't you two punch each other out? Let me get back to my date.
Your date? Who are you going out with, the Invisible Woman?
Chris? Oh. I hate you people. Mr. Lawman? A reason for visit, you didn't write anything. Wild guess, erectile dysfunction?
Hey, why don't you just shout it down the hall?
Nothing to be embarrassed about. I know it's upsetting, but in most all cases, it's treatable.
So you can help me?
Well, not me personally, no, but there are any number of treatment options available. Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt, but Chris is in your office.
Well, tell her I'm with the patient.
She said it's important.
All right. Look, I'm sorry, Mr. Lawman. I'll be right back.
Hey, is this going to take long? Because I'm kind of in a hurry to get home.
Why?
Hey.
Wow, I knew you loved Chinese food, but,
Linda did this to me. Supposed to make me calm.
Oh, well, it didn't exactly work last night.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. But those damn people are so rude.
You know, John, they are not the problem. We are.
What do you mean?
Yeah, I was up all night thinking about this. I mean, why can't we have sex?
Well, it's not that we can't. We can. It's just that we haven't yet. But we will.
You know, I don't know. I mean, every time we get close, something goes wrong. Maybe subconsciously we're avoiding it because we're afraid of moving to a deeper level of commitment.
Where'd you get that crap?
I don't know. I was confused. I called a radio show. What's going on? I mean, maybe we're planning too much. Maybe we should just be more spontaneous.
Spontaneous? What do you want to do? You know, have sex right here in the office? I mean, come on.
Why not? I mean, we could. I mean, well, why couldn't we? Why not? Let's.
Are you crazy?
Well, I mean, people do it. I mean, they do it in airplane bathrooms and movie theaters. I hear about it all the time.
Yeah, but this is my office.
Yeah, that's what makes it so exciting.
No. Hey, no, look, this is bad. You know, when I say bad, I don't mean like sexy bad. I mean like crazy bad. I mean, we can't do this. Can we?
Yeah, we can if we're quiet.
Well,
Give me 10 minutes.
No, no, I need more.
12.
I just need your signature.
Go ahead and cough.
Thanks.
Okay, now get out of here and don't disturb me for at least 8 minutes. I can't believe it.
John?
Yeah, see, now I think you're walking a lot better there.
What are you doing?
Well, Chris had something wrong with her ankle. Well, you know, the ankle affects the knee.
John, we've got patients waiting. Mm-hmm. Mrs. Edelstein is in room 2 waiting for her blood test, and you know how she is. She insists that you do it.
All right, well, just tell her I need 5 minutes.
7.
6.
Okay, come on, John, let's go.
I'm waiting.
Mrs. Edelstein, I know, blood test. Just give me 3 minutes.
John.
Oh, my God.
Dr. Becker.
2 minutes.
It's the hospital.
Well. Yeah, what? No, well, for God's sake, no, she's allergic to penicillin. What do you think?
Dr. Becker, did you forget about me? Dr. Becker?
I'm better now.
You're a wonderful doctor.
Is Chris here?
She went out this afternoon and never came back. I was gonna close up, but now you can.
What? What's your hurry?
Margaret?
Damn.
Tag, you're in.
Oh, hi, Jake. How are you?
Okay, I guess. I don't know. Not so great.
Jake, you know we all love you. And we all feel badly that you lost your Nana. But, Jake, you got to get over this and get on with your life.
Yeah, everybody says that, but I don't know how. I miss her so much.
I know.
You know, the hardest part of it is this. Whenever I was upset, she was the first person I'd go to. And no matter how old I got, she still put her arm around me, stroked my hair. I laid my head on her chest, and she'd tell me everything would be okay.
Oh, Jake, that is so sweet, but I'm sure your Nana wouldn't want you to be this miserable. Yeah. Come on. It just takes time. Trust me, it's gonna be okay.
Jake is not a Holiday Inn.
Hey.
John, I just want to apologize. I hope I didn't cause too much trouble at your office.
Trouble? Are you kidding me? You cured a man.
Oh. It was a crazy idea.
No. It's a good idea. A for effort.
What is wrong with us?
I don't know. You know, getting together shouldn't be this difficult.
Yeah, you know, you'd think two people attracted to each other would just happen.
You'd think.
Unless it's not supposed to. And maybe the universe is trying to tell us that we're just not meant to be together.
Oh, what do you, what
maybe,
do you mean?
Maybe we're just meant to be friends.
Oh, no. Hey, we can't give up on this. You may be my last chance.
What are you talking about?
Well, after my last divorce, I thought I was out of the game, you know? But suddenly now I'm back in the lineup. I'm in my uniform. I'm stepping up the plate. I'm ready to hit a few.
Hit a few? You're kidding, right?
What do you want me to say?
How about you're crazy about me, and the one thing you want more than anything in the world is to make love to me? How about that?
Well, there's no sense in us both saying it.
Come here.
You're not going drinking with your friends again.
What, you think I can handle you
no.
so
much? Hey, get back here.
Shut up.
Oh, you stop. Hey, both of you, shut up. If you ruin one more night for me, I'm going to come down there and rip your lungs out.
I've never been more attracted to you than I am at this moment.